Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Time to get real, and welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and whoo, am I excited about today's show. I know I say that at every show, but listen, today it's just me, and it hasn't been just me for a long time. I've been bombarded with guests, which I love. I love to connect with people that basically share the same intention, and that is to share with the world what they've learned, what they've experienced, and to just share knowledge and wisdom. So I love that. But you know what? Today, it's about what I have learned specifically for me that has changed me this month, maybe last month too, but especially in the last few weeks. And that's why I'm here. But before I go on, let me say thank you for all the emails. Thank you for the questions in the emails too. You really, my audience really stimulates me with great questions. And in fact, my newsletter is coming out probably the second week in November, the beginning of the second week in November. And I had someone write a question. About how their child and all of the issues that they're having with the child, and wait until you hear my answer. It is going to knock your socks off. How's that for a tease? Reality Spirituality. What the hell kind of show is it? What is it about? Well, Reality Spirituality is my show that shares with my audience and anyone who wants to listen how to change, how to evolve, how to be different. In other words, how to grow. Listen, we all know the concepts. Meditate, stay in the moment, law of attraction, your thoughts, thoughts are things, blah, blah, blah. What I like to do and what I love to do is share with my audience how to get to another level only because, I'm not going to say level, because level indicates something is higher and lower. And it's not about higher or lower. It's not about good or bad. It's not about, I'm more evolved than you, even though that's what I used to think. It's about changing your personal temperature gauge. In other words, if you set your temperature gauge, internal temperature gauge, for contentment, for peace, for happiness, for trusting, for knowing. I mean, if you are set at that temperature gauge, for surrendering, for flowing, for not resisting, if you set your personal temperature gauge for those, all of those states of being, guess what is going to happen in your life? I just slapped my knee. Guess what's going to happen in your life? Your life, you are going to go skipping and dancing through all of it. When I say all of it, I'm talking about the quote-unquote traumas, the disasters, the circumstances that, I just don't like. Why am I in this circumstance, universe? What the hell is this about? Well, every circumstance that I find myself in that I probably wouldn't have planned it like this, and why is this happening? Actually, I don't even ask why it's happening anymore. I already know. It's happening because I need to learn a lesson. It's happening because I need to recognize what is going on here, because I don't like feeling any other way other than peaceful. That's just me. I don't like feeling any other way other than peaceful. Now, I realize that everybody's different and everybody can feel any way that they want. You know, you can go through your life feeling, if you want to get annoyed, that's great. If you want to get angry, that's great. Not me. I went through most of my life getting angry, being irritated, getting annoyed, back and forth, confrontational, bitchy, blaming. I mean, I went through most of my life like that. And I got to a point where I said, well, actually, I didn't get to a point. You know, I've always asked the universe for two things, to live to my potential and to be happy. And so the universe is delivering on this being happy thing. The universe is delivering on this being happy shit. Believe me, they are. And so what I've discovered is, if I'm irritated, then there's something about me that I need to change my perspective. Not change the way I am, but change my perspective. And in changing my perspective, it'll change my behavior for the next time it comes up. Ugh, is that enough for the intro? I think so. Remember, this is so, so important. You cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It's impossible. Reality spirituality, this show is all about the journey. This show is all about day-to-day life and staying connected and keeping that temperature gauge set on peace. Well, with that said, there are topics for today's show, but you know what? I have a caller, hello caller. I'm going to briefly let everybody know what the show is about today, and the topics are including money. Is money the root of all evil? Is money really the problem? Is money really the issue? I don't know about you, but I'm living check to check. Well, you know, maybe check to check and a half, because I do have two jobs. I'm living like that. Is money really my problem? Is not having enough money my problem? Guess what I learned this month? The second topic is, how to create peace in any relationship. I'm talking about the most uncomfortable relationship. I'm talking about the stranger on the scene. I hear a lot of people saying that, well, you know, these people are negative, and I just stay away from negative people. Oh, really? I used to say I'm staying away from people because I didn't like, quote unquote, the way they were, and I wasn't going to spend time with them. I was just, you know, listen, if they're on one side of the street and I'm on the same side, I'm walking across the street. But what I've learned is, oh, can't tell you what I learned because that's the topic, and we're going to get to that in a minute. How's that for a tease? I'm getting better at this. So how to create peace in any relationship. The other topic today is, who's really in charge? Do we really have any say over who's in charge? I mean, not over who's in charge. Do we really have any control over what happens in this life? Do we? That's a really good question. I got it answered this month by the universe. And then one of my favorite topics is, because I have to say, on this journey, when I meet people and I talk to people on the radio show with me, my guests on the show, one of the things I like to do, this is behind the scenes, and you know me, I'm admitting it all. One of the things I really like to do with my guests, and I don't know if you know this, but you're going to know it now, is to discover where the hell they are in their spiritual growth. And the only way I can discover that is to ask them questions. And yesterday I had a wonderful guest on, and I asked her when is the last time she got angry. Now, for me, getting angry for me is a sign. For me, I'm not talking about my guests. It's a sign for me that tells me that I am disconnected from the universe at this moment, that I am not plugged in, that my temperature gauge is not at contentment, peace, flowing, surrendering, and trusting. That's not my temperature. My temperature gauge is on something else if I'm getting angry. So that's what we're going to talk about today. But before that, I'm going to go to my caller, and let's see. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can click the right buttons. I have to keep this going and that going, and here we are. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. You are live. You have a question. Area code 856-776.
Hey, Rebecca. It's Laura.
Laura! Hi, Laura.
I love your topic today.
Okay. Thank you. I love my topics today, too. Specifically, do you have anything that's going on in your life that you want to, you need a little bit of reality spirituality today?
Well, money is an issue for me, too, because I never seem to have enough of it, and I should have enough of it, and it's a problem for me because I do have a goal. I do want to buy a house, and I think I get in my way. So this topic is pretty good today.
Ooh, you said so many juicy things. First of all, you used the word that is banned from the show. Banned. Should. We don't use that word should at Reality Spirituality. Actually, you can use whatever words you want, but for me, the word should always makes me feel bad. Should?
So I really just
stop using that word. You know how you just stop using a word? So why would I use a word to make me feel bad? And so what I've replaced it with, because you always have to have replacement, what I've replaced it with is what I've inspired to do. And there's a different feeling in the energy of what I should do, boo, 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 and what I'm inspired to do. So that's number one. That's just me. That's just what I've learned over the last few years. Because I had a list of things I should do. And, my dear Laura, if you say should about this, you might be shoulding on other things in your life too, right?
Right. Yes, you're right.
Okay.
Ban that word.
Yeah. So, but do you feel me on that? Do you feel what I'm saying with that one?
I do.
Okay. So that's number one. Let's get rid of it, listen, I tell everyone, this does not happen overnight. When you're evolving, when you're growing, it's a process, and patience is very important, especially patience with self. So that's it. I just want to just throw a couple of things out. Let's start being our own best friends here. Let's start, because if you had a friend that was in the same situation and she was, I should do this and money is this and I really want this goal, this is my goal, wouldn't you tell your friend, you know what, kind of relax, everything will unfold, it'll happen. I mean, you wouldn't beat your friend up, right?
No.
So
I wouldn't beat them up.
There you go. So let's stop beating ourselves up.
Okay. I like that. That sounds good to me.
Okay, I'm saying all of this stuff to you because this is what I have experienced myself. There's nothing I'm telling you that I have not had to struggle with, challenged with, none of it. Okay, so let's get to the money topic. Money. hold on a second. I need to do a woo-hoo. Woo! That's a big one. And it's a big one because of what I was conditioned to think. And again, you know, go back to two-year-old, three-year-old. I had no concept that I didn't have anything. In fact, I didn't even have a bank account at 3 years old. So all of this that I learned, everything that I learned, everything that I've experienced with regards to money and this idea and this energy of, yes, I have money, but I don't have enough money. I wish I had more money. You know, universe, I need more money. I want more money. This is why this is important. Let me start again. We all vibrate, you know, we're all energy, and we all vibrate at a certain frequency. And so when the frequency of our vibration is very important, because if I'm vibrating, I don't have enough, I want more, basically it's a vibration of dissatisfaction. It's a vibration of dissatisfaction. And so with that vibration of dissatisfaction, then what happens? Hello.
Yeah. I know where you're going with this, with the law of attraction, and when you say I need, you're actually telling the universe that there's a lack.
And so you're vibrating a vibration of dissatisfaction, yeah?
Right, yeah.
And so with this, yeah. So whatever you're vibrating, you're going to attract more of. And it's not even about attracting things, because I do not believe in this visualize and fake it till you break it, fake it till you make it, and then you're going to get your shit. I don't go with that. And I used to. I don't go with that anymore. But this vibration of dissatisfaction is really, really important, because you are attracting more things, more things to dissatisfy you. So for me, that's the root of the dissatisfaction. Now, how can we get from vibrating the vibration of dissatisfaction to satisfaction, and we don't have enough money, and we don't have we want more things? How are we satisfied when we don't have any money? I mean, is it possible? Is it possible to be happy and satisfied and content and peace in the mind and all of that with no money? Is that really possible? That's a question, either yes or no.
Well, that's a hard question, because now you run into the reality of what happens when you don't have the money versus
okay.
What. Yeah.
Okay, so let me go back. There are, you know, I would say there's 7.2 billion people on this planet. And do you think that there's one person on this planet, just one out of 7.2, that could be happy and be content and be okay without having money?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so if one person can do it, this is how I think. If one person can do it, and one person can not only do it, can experience it, and can feel content without money, then money is really not the issue. Our thoughts about money is the issue. My thoughts about money is the issue. And what do I think? I think that money is necessary. Or I used to think that money is necessary for me to be happy. Money is necessary. And the universe, quite frankly, for me, really doesn't want me to live like that. The universe really does not want me to live thinking and believing that money is important. That money is important for my well-being. Money is important for my happiness. Money is important for the peace inside. Money is important for my contentment. The universe really doesn't want me to believe that. Now we go back to universal ways of thinking and man-made ways of thinking. you talk to any human, and that's especially in, you know, in this country or, you know, countries, developed countries. But you go to third world countries, that's no, money's not even a topic. They're wondering how they can catch the next fish to eat. So,
exactly.
Yeah. And what I've discovered is money is a drug. The more you eat, even you can't have enough. This is, I'm just talking about how I used to think. I can never have enough. It's a drug, and it's a drug because I was taught that it's important. And then one of my guests yesterday was saying, she actually said that you have to have money, you have to have a roof over your head, and you have to have food, and you have to have money for that. Well, you do have to have money for food and a roof over your head, but you don't have to have money to be happy. And that's proven by, you know, my statement that I made earlier, excuse me, but about other people in other situations. So it's really the thoughts about money. And you know what I've always said is if I'm in a spot where I'm not feeling comfortable or I'm feeling a little off, all I have to do is change my perspective. So let's go through your situation right now. How can you change your perspective, my dear Laura? How can you change your perspective to be okay with the situation you're in? How can you tweak it just a little bit? Can you, let me hear what you can come up with. Because I love this topic.
Yeah, me too. Well, I've been thinking about it, and I've been thinking that if I keep telling myself that I'm going through this struggle right now, I'm chipping away at my savings, or not chipping away at the savings, but saving towards my savings bit by bit so that I can have my house. I just don't have it yet, but it's coming. That's a more positive way, right, of looking at it.
Yes, definitely, definitely. Okay, put your seatbelt on this one, okay? Put your seatbelt on. You need to be strapped in. You ready?
Okay.
What if you never get your house?
Oh, no, I have to have my house.
Okay, well, see, this is just what, you're so cute. Thank you for being honest. that vibration of I have to have, whatever it is, I have to have my house, I have to have my title, I have to have my job, for me, because listen, Laura, I had to have a radio show, not online. I need a radio show on terrestrial radio show. I need a television show. I need to be on television so everyone can, you know, live call in. Let's make this world better in everyday circumstances. Make it better. All of that shit. I the same thing. I want. And you know what the universe told me, Laura?
What did the universe tell you?
Yeah, they told me that good for you wanting it, and let's see you get it.
Oh, that doesn't sound too promising, Rebecca.
Yeah, but see, this is the thing. This is the thing. I'm not in control over what happens. I used to think I was, but the universe has a way better plan, way better plan. Because let me say this. I'm not saying I'm not going to get my television show. I'm not going to say I'm not going to get a radio, you know, I'm not going to say any of that. But what I can say is I've surrendered to the will of the universe. I've surrendered to, okay, it's not my plan. You know who had a really, really powerful incident with surrendering is my colleague Jesus. And Jesus didn't want to die. You know, he went to the Garden of Gethsemane. Die, tortured. Who wants that? Do you think that was his plan?
No.
Yeah, and He went kicking and screaming, hey, God, do I really have to do this? Do I have to really go through this? Isn't there another way? And then finally, Jesus had to surrender. And that is a big lesson. Regardless of what you believe, the story of surrendering is huge. And I'm telling you right now, because I've gone through it, that when you surrender and you really mean it, you can't do a fake surrender. I used to try to do that too. Okay, universe, yeah, I surrender, fake, wink, 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 fingers crossed behind my back. But when you really surrender and say, okay, this is your way, let me get out of your way, that's when things start to change.
Well, okay. I just can't.
Yeah.
I know. I need space. I need room to organize and be at peace. And I'm not at peace until I have that room. I need room and space.
So you're saying that you're not at peace because of the situation that you are in, period.
Right.
In other words, where you're living right now.
Right. That's why I want a house. So I can expand, and I like things in order, in place, and organized. And I can't get that way because I live in too small of a place. That's why I have to have a house.
Ooh, now this is really coming out. So let me tell you what's going on.
Okay.
The universe. See, this is something. Anyway, this is what's coming to me. The universe wants you to be at peace in that little room with no organization, with everything all stuck together and you don't have any space, and they want you to be at peace. Now, I'm not saying that you're not going to get your house, but if this is one of your core lessons to get. And I know when you say I want and I need, then they're just looking. You know what they're doing? They're actually laughing at you. Okay, well, there you go. We'll see. I want and I need.
Well, why would that be a lesson, though?
The lesson is to be at peace wherever you are.
But if your soul cries out to be organized because that's how you are by nature...
Oh, such a good question. No, that's not coming from your soul, sweetie. Your soul is not saying that. Your head is saying that.
I like everything in its place and in its proper order. I can't.
I understand what you're saying. Believe me, because I, the same thing. But the universe, but that's not coming from your soul. That's coming from your head. And what if the universe wants you to be at peace with things messy? I mean, let me ask you this question. And I have another person that wants to talk. But let me ask you this question. This is such great topics. Okay, you're very powerful in your own skin right now. Do you think you would be more powerful if you could... if you could exist in a space that's messy and in order, which is more powerful, being the combination of two or just one? What's more powerful?
Well, I guess I would have to say being in a messy place and being organized.
Thank you.
However, it's more pleasant. It's not a pleasant feeling.
Okay, but what if I told you that you can get to a place where it might not be pleasant right now, it might not be pleasant next week, but if you could get to a place, and this is just me offering you some suggestions. I don't pretend to have the answers for everything, but I do know the way that the universe has worked with me. And you want to be more powerful and you want to be more at peace, then you ask them to help you with this and ask them to help you find peace with this. Because the other way, there's no peace behind it. It's just not. I mean, you said it right there, right?
Yes.
So you want peace. And see, this is the illusion. You think that going into another house with more room and more space is going to give you peace, but see, this is just a small sample. The universe wants you to be at peace with everything. There's going to be other things, even if you do have the house, that are still going to tweak you. And I was like, come back. What?
I said, yeah, I mean, let me tell you, I have had a rough road to hoe, and I have hoed it, and I feel that it's my due at this point in time to have some reward, because I'm tired of hoeing that same road.
Well, your reward is peace. Your reward is nothing else other than peace, and that's going to be totally up to you. You want something external to bring you peace, another house, a larger room. And I'm not poo-pooing it. Believe me, I'm not. I'm just regurgitating. I'm just giving you back what you said. You want something external.
Right.
And I'm here to tell you that if you want external, you can get external. But I'm on to getting peace at all costs. Screw the external. That's just where I am right now in my life.
Yeah. I don't think I'm there yet. I'll work.
Well, but that's okay.
I'm not there yet.
But this is the first step. Do you want to be there?
I want to be there. Yes.
But
I just want space.
Okay. Okay.
I'm
so space is more important than your peace.
Well, to me, space represents peace.
And I just told you that it doesn't. I just told you that it doesn't. You think it does. Nothing external is going to give you peace. Nothing. You might have peace temporarily. You might be okay for a minute, but then there's going to be something that comes around the corner. Right?
Yes. That's true. There's always something around the corner. Always.
Yeah, so that's what I'm telling you. Okay, well, this was a great conversation. Great conversation.
Yes, it was. Thanks.
All right, sweetie. So stay with me and you know, keep me updated. Let me know what's going on because there you go. You have a choice. You got your choice. Peace.
Okay.
Or space. And then ask the universe for guidance. Ask the universe for help. Say, you know what, universe, this thing about wanting this space, can you help me with that? And then, you know, put it in the crock pot and let it simmer.
Believe me, I have been asking for a long time. And it's
but you've been asking for external things.
Hmm. Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
They don't deliver external things. They only deliver internal things. That's
okay.
That's not on their menu. I just came up with that. It's not on their menu.
All right. Okay.
It's Sweetie Pie. Keep listening.
I will.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. I mean, not bye. Keep listening. Okay, wow, what a great question. That covered a lot of stuff, didn't it? And we have another caller, area code 678, prefix 751. Welcome, you're on Reality Spirituality. What's your name?
Sierra.
What?
Sierra.
Sierra?
Yes.
What a beautiful name, Sierra, just like the water, Sierra. The mountains.
Thank you.
What's going on, Sierra?
Well, I was looking at your show, and I see you have on how to, like, improve or whatever, create peace in any relationship.
Yes, yes, another great topic, yes. Are you struggling with a relationship?
Yep.
Which one or which ones? Give me the one that you struggle with the most.
With my boyfriend.
With who?
My boyfriend.
Ah, the boyfriend. The boyfriend. Okay, so how long have you been with the boyfriend?
Hitting about, I believe, almost 5 years.
Woo-wee! Okay. Long relationship with the boyfriend. And what do you want from the boyfriend that you are not getting?
Well, I would like, you know, for respect, you know, quality time, just anything a woman will really want out of a relationship, but, you know.
Okay. Now, let me ask you to be very specific, because you say respect and quality time, which is very specific. I like that. But, you know, we're all so different, and each one of us has particular things that we, quote, unquote, want from someone else. So you said, so that's it? You just want respect and you want quality time?
And then I want him to be always truthful, you know, we always be able to openly communicate about anything. Honestly, I think it's one of the most.
What is it again? What did you say?
Honesty.
Honesty.
I think that's priority.
Honesty. I love, you know, you don't even realize what a great, great question and what a great topic you're bringing. So you said, let me just go back. So this boyfriend isn't honest, yes?
No, he's not.
Because, listen, on reality, spirituality is one thing you have to be, and that's honest. Nobody's listening. Remember, just me and you.
What?
And maybe Laura's listening. Okay, so honest. That's number one. And you said respect, so he doesn't treat you respectfully. Is that what you're saying?
I feel like where the situation is tending to really stream from is in a period of time that we had broken up, you know, there was another girl in which he had a baby earlier this month.
Mm-hmm.
And we had gotten back together in March, but I feel like in a sense, he wants to try to please us both, even though, you know, he's like, I really want to be with you. I love you. And then I guess to me, he always makes it seem like, you know, he's doing certain things or it's all about his child, wanting his child to be with him and things like that. And then to the girl, I think he paints a different picture. She also messed with his mother, that type of thing. So I'm dealing with a lot.
Well, Let me throw in my two cents, and in my response to your situation, your circumstance. Again, I say, believe me, I've been in tons of bad relationships. So I'm going to ask you this question: would you say this is a good relationship or a bad relationship?
I feel like overall we would have a good relationship if, you know, he could stop with that, you know, the mess.
Okay, so you're not talking about what would happen. What is happening? Is it a good relationship for you? Is it a good relationship for you right now? It's either yes or no.
No, I don't feel like right now, no.
Okay. Good one. Right now, no. Now, this is what I want to say, and this is to everyone, all two listeners that I have, maybe three. It's so good, Laura, you talked about being, you know, what can I control? Sierra, you can control one thing, and that's you. The only way to have a peaceful, fulfilling relationship, peaceful and fulfilling, is, there's so many things. You cannot want anything from him. You cannot want him to change. You cannot want him to be different. You cannot want him to act the way that you want. That doesn't even, I mean, if you really think about it, wanting somebody to be different, it's impossible.
Right.
He's going to be who he is. And there's only one thing that you can do. You either accept it, accept all of it, or you don't.
Right.
And it doesn't sound like you're accepting any of it. Number two, you can never, this is just me, I'm saying you, but I can never go by what anybody says to me. What anyone tells me has nothing to, I mean, it doesn't even register. You know why? Because the only way I can see a person for their, who they really are, their true character, their truth is the way they act. Now, there's nothing wrong with the way your boyfriend is acting, in my opinion. Absolutely nothing wrong with it. There is nothing that he needs to change. The only person that needs to change is you, whether or not this is the situation that you want in your life. Is this what you want? Because if it's what you want, then, which it sounds like, it sounds like you want it, but you want things to be different. More specifically, you want him to be different. And that's just not going to happen. It's not going to happen. He's not going to be different unless he wants to be different. He's not going to be different because you want him to be different. So in reality, all of this comes back to looking in the mirror. It always comes back to you. It always comes back to me, my relationships. If I don't have peace in my relationships, it's because of me. Now, either you accept this guy and now he's got a child, which there's nothing wrong with that, and he's got another girlfriend, but that's the reality. So it sounds like you're not accepting reality. You want reality to be different. And anytime we want reality to be different, we suffer. We suffer. And you sound like you're not happy, sounds like you're suffering and agonizing over all of this. But see, now that you know, you have a choice. You either stay in it and complain about it, or you get out. Stay in it, complain about it, or get out. That's it. And it's all on you. But please, you can, anyone listening, you cannot change anyone. And when I found out, for me, when I found out even the smallest things, wanting something in a relationship, meaning wanting them to get it, I wanted them to see my perspective, I want them to see my way of thinking, I want them to change, you know, all of that. Can't do it. I cannot want anything from someone. And I cannot, this is the other thing, I cannot have an agenda. I can't have an agenda with anybody. Agendas do not create peace. So it's totally in your court, honey. Totally in your court. And you don't have to make a decision overnight. You can just think about, you know, put it in the crock pot and think about what I've said. But it's not about him. It's not about his other girlfriend. It's not about the baby. This is all about you and the decisions and the choices that you are going to make in your life.
Yeah, that's true.
But I love you.
Thank you.
I really mean that, and I mean that because these decisions and these choices are not easy. And let me say this, maybe you kind of, you know, you're sitting and listening to what I'm saying, and maybe you want to make a change, and maybe you try, and then you come back, and then you try and come back. Who cares? You've got to feel this out. You've got to feel this out for you. But now you know. Now you know the truth. It's all on you. It's your decision. It's not about him. It's about who you want to spend your time with. Who do you want to spend your time thinking about? Who do you want to be connected to?
Makes sense, yeah.
And you can call me anytime, sister.
Okay.
Are you smiling yet? You got to smile before I let you go.
Yes, I was. I just was.
Okay. All right. Well, but you know what? Let me say something. I did not tell you, I did not share with you anything that you don't already know yourself.
Well,
I'm not that brilliant. Well, yes, I am, and so are you. So you knew all of this stuff. You knew all of this stuff, right?
Yeah.
So is it time to do something about it, or is it time to still keep talking about it and thinking about it? That's a question only you can answer.
True.
I love you, my dear Sierra.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. Call anytime or listen anytime, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Whew, boy, did we get some good questions today. Yeah. Huh. I don't know, but I'm exhausted. Let's see. Let me look and see on my episode info what everything that am I going to talk about, because there's something else. We talked about money. We talked about peaceful relationships. Who's really in charge? I think we talked about it a little bit. But let me go over that again. Who's really in charge? You know, it's interesting. I used to think that, yeah, I got this. If I don't have any money, I must be blocking my money chakra, or I must be none of that for me. I've discovered that none of that is true. Blocking anything? Do you think that if the universe wanted anything for you, or if the universe planned anything for you, that you can do anything to block it, that you could do anything to stop it from coming, that you can do anything to stop the experience? If the universe wants you to have a certain experience, people, audience, you're going to get that experience. Now, if the universe doesn't want you to have that experience, you're going to get that experience. Wait. The universe doesn't want you to have that experience. You're not going to have the experience. It's very simple. I used to run around, well, I did this, I did that, I worked really hard and got that. Oh, I studied for that, and that came out great because I. No. There's no I. It's just the universe's will. The only thing that I can do is not resist reality, no resisting reality. When I resist reality, and that goes from money to relationships to anything, to situations, to jobs, to weight, to getting older, to getting younger. Resist nothing. Flow with everything. That's how to set the temperature gauge. And there's resisting people, like my dear Sierra that was on the call. Resisting this boyfriend. Well, he's this way and I want him this way. It's a struggle. Who wants to struggle? Struggling isn't natural. Struggling is not my nature. My nature is not to struggle, even though you hear on, you got to work hard. No, you don't. That's, at least that's me. Work hard. No, thank you. You look out in the animal kingdom. No, none of the animals are punching a 9-to-5 and working and thinking about what they're going to accomplish next week and looking in the mirror and not being happy with, you know, who they are. Struggle? Work hard? I'm telling you right now, audience, when you sit back and let the universe drive, guess what's going on? And I'm not even sharing this because I shared earlier about I want a radio show on terrestrial, I want a television show, all this stuff that I want. The universe has dropped in my lap this week. I'm going to be speaking at, what is it? It's a consciousness life expo. I'm going to be a speaker at a life expo. What did I do to get that gig? Guess what? Nothing. It just dropped in my lap. Then this week, I'm going to be hosting a spiritual women's retreat. What? In Missouri. Missouri? How the hell did I even get to Missouri? How did that happen? I didn't do anything. It just, connection dropped in my lap. What I'm really, I swear I want to tell everyone, that's how the universe works. Open up your heart. Don't resist. Relax. Surrender. Trust. Trust. Surrender. Surrender. Trust. Relax. Relax. Surrender. Trust. All of that. And guess what? There's a shift. There's a shift in the universe. There's a shift. And the universe will be gifting you in ways that you would never have thought. But it all starts with, what is your priority? What is your priority? Is your priority to work and to struggle and to get and to go? I don't even, Laura, don't even believe in goals. Goals? Show me a tiger that has a goal. Show me an elephant that has a goal. Goal is all man-made concepts. Goal, you know what my goal is? My goal is to be at peace with everyone I meet. My goal is to be at peace with myself. Let me put that number one. My goal is to be at peace with myself. That's my goal. I don't have a goal for anything else. Anything else is just gravy. Anything else is just icing on the cake. Forget it. Goal. Goal schmoll. Woo. I was never happy when I had, you know, you got to write out your goal. Then it's really going to stick. Write it out. Really? If the universe doesn't want you, if the universe doesn't okay it, believe me, your goal is going to go right by the wayside. Goal schmoll. This is a free ride. This is an easy ride. All we have to do is let go of the steering wheel. Let go of the steering wheel. Let go. Let go. Whew. Here we are. Still in the chat room, people log in, people log out, people log in. And, you know, I always wonder, why the hell are they logging out? Well, I used to wonder that, but you know what? Don't even care. Doesn't matter. Supposed to be here, not supposed to be here. It's so easy when you're connected to the universe because you stop caring about anything other than this internal peace. I care about that, believe me. All right, everyone. Whew. Did I cover all the topics? Let me just double check. Oh, the other topic was about, what about getting angry? Angry, getting irritated, being annoyed. I spent most of my life being irritated and annoyed and getting angry. I mean, come on. It was part of my day. It was what I did. I was really good at it, too. And like everything else, got tired of it because that getting angry and being irritated and annoyed just did not bring me any kind of peace at all. Zero. And now that my priority is peace, this other thing, I mean, what is there to get angry about? What is there? I can listen to a little bit of what Sierra said, and she's not too happy about it. I could say she's a little angry about the boyfriend and what? The interesting thing is when I get angry, I'm only affecting myself. I'm only unplugging. I'm disconnecting myself. It's like, Here's my connection to well-being and being content and being on a high-flying disc and being happy. And you know what? I'm just going to unplug. Why the hell would I do that? So, again, asking the universe, my priority is peace, universe. Let everything else fall in line. I trust. I believe. I know. I surrender. This is all your way, and I'm just the passenger. Let me enjoy every moment internally. Let me internally enjoy every moment. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality, heard every Saturday and every Sunday at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you'd like more information on the coaching programs I offer, you can visit my website at Rebecca Norrington, that's RebeccaNorrington.com, and go to the private sessions tab if you'd like to receive my free monthly newsletter. Oh, you have to get this month that's coming up. The question that I received and the answer that I'm going to give is going to blow your socks off. And if you don't wear socks, it's going to blow your shoes off. And if you don't wear socks or shoes, it's going to blow steam from between your ears. So my free newsletter, go to info@RebeccaNorrington.com and just request that you get signed up for that. You can follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. And if you've enjoyed the show, go to Facebook and like Reality Spirituality. My dear audience, who I am grateful for everyone, and I'm grateful for you too, Jay. Oh, he hung up. My dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving, you're always changing, and you're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient, and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. Let's connect again next week. Actually, Barbara Berger is going to be on Tuesday at 11 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So you've been listening to Reality Spirituality. I love you all. Thank you all for listening. Thank you. I love you. Reality Spirituality. Spread the word.
Yeah, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality Spirituality.
Time to get some answers, baby.
Reality,
oh, now we get real.
Spirituality.
Yeah, time to get down.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, you're gonna feel good now.
Get real.